Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
There's a never-ending stream of new whiskey releases, but which ones come out on top of those that have been released in 2024 so far? If you want to find out, then stick around. But before we get started, Prudy, we have to thank the patrons.
Me too.
So, if you don't know, we do have a Patreon support page, and everyone whose names are on your screen right now are contributing at the top three levels. Without Patreon, we would not be able to produce this free content for you, and so we're grateful to those patrons, and if you want to learn how to support this channel and keep it going, you should stick around to the end. Now, let's talk about some disclaimers.
Yep.
So, the first thing you need to know is that we don't get a chance to try all of the new releases.
No.
So, this list is the list of the ones that we've actually had a chance to try.
Yeah.
And I also don't have bottles of everything that we're going to talk about because I drank some of them.
Because they were really good.
And there are some that I just tasted, but I didn't get a bottle. But I have tasted everything that's on the list. So, let's talk about the first bottle that was released this year. What was it, pretty girl?
The Pursuit United Double Oaked Bourbon for $80.
So this happens to not be the Double Oaked Bourbon because it sold out.
Oh.
But our Patreon group took 28 people, I think, to Louisville a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
And they selected a Double Oaked Single Barrel. So we have a Double Oak Single Barrel that's coming out. I don't know if my bottles will get in time to include it in our free giveaway. But if not, then I'll give you some of what I do have. And I'll also say, if you want a Double Oaked and it's currently sold out, you might want to consider joining Patreon.
Sure.
Because it will be released exclusively in there. And so far, we have not released any barrels that every patron that wanted one didn't get a chance to buy at least a bottle. Because we
on all tiers.
On all tiers, right? So even at the lower tiers, everyone's been able to buy something. Of course, eventually, the higher tier members are going to buy something out. But so far, it has not happened. So what is the second one that we tried this year that was new?
The Old Forester 117 series.
Yes. So you didn't get a chance to try this one.
I didn't. It's not even open.
Well, that's because I tried it at the distillery.
Well, I did not.
And and so this one's called High Angel Share. It's $60 for a 375 milliliter, and it's finished in Scotch cask from Speyside.
Maybe like I could have a little splashy poo before.
Well, we got to open it because we're giving some away.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, maybe I can get a splashy poo before we give it all away.
Yeah. So why do you think that you like Speysides as opposed to Isla Scotch?
First of all, I don't know a whole lot about Scotch, not the way that you do. I know that when I tried it, it's sweeter to me. Mm-hmm. I don't like a lot of really heavy, peaty, smoky flavors.
Yeah. And so there are no hard and fast rules. You could have an unpeated Scotch from Isla. You could have a peated Scotch from Speyside. But generally speaking, Speyside's not peated. And I don't taste a lot of those smoky flavors in this. Although I can taste that it is finished in a Scotch barrel.
Sure.
But interesting. A little bit expensive, but distillery only.
Fun.
But it was a new release this year, so we included it in the list. What was next that we tried?
Barrel Foundation. I just really enjoy barrel bourbon.
Yeah.
Clearly, we don't like it at all.
Almost drank it all. We're going to have to get another bottle to do the giveaway on this one.
Yeah.
$58, non-distiller produced product that normally wouldn't be able to produce something below $60. But they found a way to do it.
Yeah.
And it's remarkable that they made a product that was only $58. But it's also remarkable how good it is. So that's a testament to their blending capabilities over there. because they have whiskey from four different states that's in this blend, and they have somehow created magic. And I just love it. Mm-hmm. So what do we have that is next on the list that was new this year?
Okay, the Old Forester 1924 10-year.
This is a 10-year-old, 100-proof whiskey. And OCD's got to twist the cap so that all of the bands are in alignment with each other.
It makes it pretty.
It, I always turn the cap so that people know they're open from a distance. Otherwise, they won't reach for them to pour themselves.
Not my pata.
Yeah. The funny thing about this one is that it's $115 here where I bought it. Mm. It's 100 proof. It's 10 years old. But I just felt like the 1920 at the higher proof of 115 with a little bit less age was a better value. Okay. and had more flavor. So that one was an interesting one. And the next one, we're going to have to make space for this one because this is yours, pretty girl. What was it?
Oh, it's so... Okay. The Angel's Envy Cellar Collection. They went through and made 375s of their releases from 1920 and 21.
I think so.
I think those were the years. This is the prettiest collection of any of the things we've gotten so far. Do you want me to open up the little... We'll open up one of these guys.
Yeah, that way you can see it.
They're just so pretty. Yeah, it says 19... on the inside here. Yeah, 1920 and 21.
Yeah.
So there is an Oloroso cask, a Tawny Port finish, and a Madeira cask finish.
Yeah. And how much was it, pretty?
Y'all, it was like $400.
It was $400.
Oh my God.
Which I usually never know where.
Yeah, well, she's an Angel's Envy lover, so we get all the special releases if we can. Yeah. I will say that some of these had that strong sulfur note. That I didn't exactly enjoy, and it was very expensive. So what do we have next on the list?
The Hard Truth Straight Bourbon Whiskey.
Yeah, so Hard Truth as a distillery...
The small batch?
...is normally known for making rye.
Yeah.
But they finally started to release some of their... They felt like their bourbon whiskeys that they had aging were ready. It's only $42. Mm. And I'm a huge fan of the distillery. I got introduced to it by Jason Gaylor, who lives in Indiana, so he was familiar with it. He sent me a bottle for my birthday one year. I really loved it. The rye had a nice tea flavor that I enjoyed mixed in with the rye spice. And I hear the property is amazing. They have like an ATV tour that you can go on. And my Patreon group is currently in discussions with the distillery to come to a single barrel selection and a distillery takeover. Mm. And so another reason you might want to check out Patreon. Welcome back to Pretentious Whiskey Reviews. Today, we're evaluating the 1982 Pappy Van Winkle. Ooh. I'm detecting a hint of Bolivian virgin tears and East Indian... No, West Indian grasses.
Y'all, you don't need all that crap. All you need is an American whiskey aroma kit from bourbonrealtalk.com. Developing your palate is a learned skill. Over time, you can train your taste buds without being a douchebag. Get yours today at bourbonrealtalk.com.
I'm also getting Indian nutmeg. So what do we have next on the list?
The Watershed Uncut Unfiltered Bourbon Batch 2.
Yeah, so it was a limited... Back. Yeah, go ahead. It was a limited edition release, and my Patreon group went there to do a single barrel selection, and they were releing that limited edition while we happened to be there, and they let all of us buy one, which I thought was very nice. Also, while we were there, they were releasing this hazmat rye, and there were something like 15 or 16,000 people who put their names in a randomizer to get one of these bottles, and there was like 115 or 120, I can't remember, it wasn't very much, and they let me buy one, And I took it to a Bourbon Real Talk bottle share in Ohio the next day, and the whole bottle got drank. Yeah. Because everybody in Ohio knew what it was. But I happened to be totally out of the limited edition because I loved it so much that I drank it. It was only $70, which is a good price for a small craft producer. They make a Kentucky-like bourbon in Ohio. They also have a five-star restaurant. Like, there was like charred octopus tentacle and stuff on the menu. It was like really high-end cuisine. And they also make an amazing Ohio-based apple brandy. And we did a distillery takeover there with the Patreon group.
I feel like I need the brandy.
And I drank all of my limited edition bottle that they let me get while I was there because I had bought six bottles from the barrel that we purchased, and they all got broken in transit. And so
And it all sold out, so there is no
replacing it. But one of the other individuals from Patreon that bought multiple bottles gave me one of his. So I do have one coming.
Which we appreciate. That was
we appreciate that,
awesome.
Grant. Thank you so much. And we will be using that bottle to give away
samples.
The free samples. Yeah. Okay. So what is next on the list of new bottles that we tried?
New bottles. Okay. The Barrel Bourbon Cask Finish Series. And this is the, I always say this wrong. Is it Mizanara?
Mizanara.
Mizanara finish.
Yeah. So Mizanara is a Japanese species of oak. And apparently it is a very valuable resource in Japan. And you have to have a license to be able to work the Mizanara oak into barrels. And a few years ago, I was told there's only 50 people in the world that have a license to make Mizanara barrels. And they are very expensive to get a hold of. And I was told that by Kaveh Zamanyan, the founder of Rabbit Hole. And he was sharing with me his $1,500.
Your time and expertise are valuable, making Focus one of the most important resources to have at work. These days, professionals spend nearly half the work week on written communication. And it can be difficult to stay on task with all the emails and documents you have to get through. With Grammarly as your AI writing partner, you can stay focused and quickly get through your work with relevant real-time suggestions wherever you write. It works across 500,000 apps and websites, so it can help with everything from brainstorming presentation ideas to sounding more confident and persuasive in emails and reports. For 15 years, Grammarly has offered best-in-class communication support and enterprise-grade security on a business model that doesn't sell your data. 93% of professionals report that Grammarly helps them get more work done. Download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast.
Dollar bottle of 15-year Kentucky straight bourbon that was finished in Mizanara oak. When the publicist for Barrel Craft Spirits reached out to me and said, hey, do you want to try our Mizanara finished bourbon that's $85? I was abso-freaking-lutely. Mm-hmm. I would love to try that. Another interesting story about Mizanara oak is for a long time when you went on the Buffalo Trace tour and they took you in Warehouse H, they would take you to an area where they had some experimental barrels and they had, I think it was three Mizanara barrels, and one of them was really super leaky and they couldn't fix it. And so every time I went on the tour, I'd wait for the guy to lead most of the people away and I'd slurp some whiskey off of the barrel. Hey, you only live once, and when you get that opportunity, you know, you gotta take it. So that was a new one that we tried, the Barrel Craft Spirits Mizanara. What is the next one that we have on the list?
The Frey Ranch 100% wheat whiskey. I just love these people so much.
Yes,
so.
We do love the people over at Frey Ranch. We got this cute little mini bottle.
I love the mini bottles.
That they sent over to us as a media bottle. And the wheat whiskey is no exception to the rule that Frey Ranch whiskey is bold and delicious.
$70 retail.
It was $70 retail for a $750. And it's a ground of glass distillery, so they literally grow the grain on site. Mm-hmm. They malt their own barley. Everything is done there on site. And the people who started the distillery were from a family line that were some of the founders of the state of Nevada. They lived there and farmed there for decades before Nevada even became a state as part of the United States. And Colby and Ashley Frey turned the family farm into a distillery, mm-hmm. which is a level 10 gangster move.
Yeah.
Because running a distillery is insane.
Yeah.
The economics don't always work out, but they make great whiskey. These are the new whiskeys that we tried this year. But this episode is about which one was my favorite.
Okay.
And I was torn.
Okay.
I was torn between the Barrelcraft Spirits Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And the Watershed Bourbon Limited Edition.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the two that I drank the entire bottle, so it makes sense. This is the rye.
Yes.
I actually drank everything from the Watershed Bourbon.
I feel like that says something.
Yeah, but I'm going to have to say that the Barrel Foundation edged out the Watershed, which I felt a little bit guilty about because Watershed makes their own whiskey. But as a non-distiller producer who's been trying to find a way to release a product under $50 that still had some heft in the proof, I really respect what Barrel Foundation was able to do. I do love the whiskey. Both are equally deserving of the title, the best of 2024 so far. But at the end of the day, I am going to give the edge to the Barrel Foundation. Now, of the list of the things that we tried that are brand new, I would rate the Pursuit United Double Oak, Barrel Foundation, the Hard Truth Bourbon, the Watershed Bourbon, the Barrel Mizanara, and the Frey Ranch all a strong buy.
Okay.
So if you see any of those, you need to be looking to find a way to add those to your collection. They're a great value. They're great pours. And they belong in any whiskey enthusiast collection.
Yeah.
So what do you say we give some things away?
We should.
So we are missing some things.
Sure.
And we don't know if the Double Oak from Pursuit United is going to come in time before we have to give this away.
Yeah.
We found out that it's been bottled, but we don't know when it's going to ship and all of that stuff. And so we're going to do a 1-ounce sample pack of everything mentioned, except for maybe the Pursuit United Double Oak, depending on when it comes out.
Depending on when it ships, yeah.
The Watershed sample mm-hmm. of my single barrel, which wasn't the limited edition bourbon, but the one that we happened to pick was very similar to the limited edition bourbon that got released that day. And so it should be in time.
Yeah.
For me to give this away. But if you do the math, that is 10 different samples.
Mm.
So there's going to be one person who gets a 10-ounce sample bomb.
Yeah.
And so we need you to share.
Yeah, definitely share with at least one or two other friends because this is a lot.
Yeah, I would think, you know, if everybody got together and you split it three ways and everyone had 3 1/3 ounces, that's probably fine. But you don't want to drink 10 ounces of whiskey at once.
No.
All right, so the way that you can enter this free giveaway is to like this video, subscribe mm-hmm. to the channel, ring the bell. Ringing the bell will notify you of future content pieces when they get released. And that also is going to notify you of future giveaways because we do a giveaway on every episode.
Yep.
And then you need to
fill out the web form.
Yeah, it's in the video
Not
description below.
Not necessary to comment, but the web form is how we find you and reach out to you and ask for your info.
We will run a randomizer from those web form submissions. We'll post it publicly. We'll reach out to the winner, get your address, ship you your samples absolutely for free.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you tell them how they can support the channel?
Well, as we mentioned earlier in the episode, we do have a Patreon
mm-hmm.
That has lots of member benefits. We worked really hard to make sure that we had levels that were affordable for every budget. In-person meetups, virtual bottle shares, distillery takeovers, and discounts on merch.
Yeah, early access to new products. We spend a lot of time together. In the Patreon group, mm-hmm. sometimes in person, sometimes virtually online. But you also get the satisfaction of knowing that you support the channel and its mission.
Yeah.
And to be quite honest, we wouldn't be able to continue this channel if it wasn't for the support of the patrons.
For sure.
And we do a lot of work, not only to educate people about whiskey, but in the nonprofit fundraising category mm-hmm. as well. And we have to thank all the patrons for making that possible.
Sure.
But you can also support us by purchasing our merch.
Yeah, we've had a lot of support from our merch. Before there was Patreon, merch was the only thing we had. So yeah. We worked really hard to curate things, find things that people needed. I mean, I'm an esthetician by trade, but I figured out how to source things from China and make things happen.
Yeah, so when there's a whiskey problem, she creates the whiskey solution.
Yo, I solve it.
Yeah. If you got a problem, she'll solve it. Check out the hook while the DJ revolves it. I don't know what's going on right now. But anyways,
it's cute.
You can go to bourbonrealtalk.com. Check that out. I'm sure we have something that you feel like you have have.
Yeah.
And last but not least, we run a real estate business together. I'm a residential real estate agent. She's my transaction coordinator. And we've always subsidized this channel with our real estate money. We operate in the Houston and Dallas metro areas. So if you need real estate services in either of those areas, we would love for you to consider us mm-hmm. as an option for service. And
we give there's epic
closing gifts to anybody who meets us through whiskey. Yeah. You get a great whiskey bottle. And you can find links for all three of those ways to support us in the video description below. But we do like to let everybody know what this channel is all about. Mm-hmm. And we're all about bringing people together around spirits. And that's something that is important to us because I lost my brother to suicide in 2014. And after his passing and talking with his friends, I saw that he had lost a lot of the social connections that keep people, you know, kind of grounded to this world. And after that, I was looking for more social connections and was getting involved in the whiskey enthusiast world. And I saw how whiskey has a tendency to bring people together. And it made me realize maybe I can get you connected to whiskey and whiskey will do the rest and get you connected to others. And so we started this channel. But in researching connection, we looked at forums and we saw there was a lot of negativity and hate from whiskey trolls. And that taught us two things. One, we needed to start our own forum, which we have, called Bourbon Real Talk Community, which is a free Facebook-based whiskey enthusiast community. It's troll-free. You can go join right now. But the second thing it taught us is that if trolls can hate strangers online, we can love strangers online. And that's why we end every episode the same way, and that's this. If you woke up this morning and you're unsure whether or not anyone loved you, just know that we love you. We'll see you next time on Bourbon Real Talk. Cheers. Testing my new whiskey glass that I had designed.
Why?
Well, there's a company out there that's a real Karen. Hmm. And she threatened to sue us.
Really? You don't say.
Yeah, so we had been producing some traditional tulip-shaped whiskey glasses.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
We never used the name.
Right, of course.
But they claimed to own the shape of the glass.
Mm-hmm.
And since I'm just a little guy, I couldn't fight.
Right.
But do you know what that motivated us to do, Wes?
What?
To go out and design a glass that was actually made for high-proof American spirits. So the company that had the problem with us, their glass was originally designed for low-proof Scotch whiskey.
Oh, okay.
80, yeah. 86 proof, that type of thing. Mm-hmm. And you know what I had noticed? Every time I would nose a really high-proof, high-quality spirit in the United States out of this glass, all I got was ethanol burn.
Yeah, a little burn there. I felt that.
And so we went out and we designed this glass that's actually designed for those higher-proof spirits. And I'm so confident in this glass that if anybody were to go to our website and buy one, I'm offering a money-back guarantee.
Wow.
If you get that glass to your house and you find yourself one of these traditional tulip-shaped glasses and you nose a high-proof spirit side by side and you can't tell the difference, I will gladly give you your money back.
So what you're saying is they can really stick it to the Karen and support the little guy by mm-hmm. going to bourbonrealtalk.com and ordering one of these with absolutely no risk. They could get their money back if they don't prefer it, nosing it to the other?
Absolutely. Okay. And if you love small business and you like sticking it to Karens, that's the way to go.
Stick it to Karen. BourbonRealTalk.com.
Cheers.